Former Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder withdrew today in his race for Hillsborough County Commission, but he may end up being the Democratic nominee for the District 1 seat anyway.
Today I decided to go ahead and withdraw my candidacy for the District 1 seat on the Hillsborough County Commission, and I went ahead and advised the Supervisor of Elections of that in writing.
You got into a little bit of trouble about taking yourself off the Tampa City Council past a deadline.
I'd prefer not to refer to it as getting in trouble because we didn't do anything wrong. By an oversight on my part, and I take full responsibility for it, I missed the deadline. I was supposed to file my resign to run letter by the 4th of June, and which is 10 days before qualifying. And instead, I walked in to qualifying with all of my paperwork in my hand, proud like a little schoolboy. And then I found out a week later that I, in fact, was 10 days late with that. So I did the next best thing last week, which was to go ahead and resign from city council effective immediately then. Over the last week, I've had time to research this and ponder it and talk to a lot of people and supporters and this and that. And I realized that, you know, for the last year, it was my desire to wage a campaign that focused on the issues that are important to the citizens of Hillsborough County, like jobs and transportation and the environment and things like that. And instead, what I foresaw was that I was going to have a campaign this entire summer and the fall, perhaps, that would be, you know, dogged by, you know, threats of litigation from the other side, you know, completely unrelated to the, you know, challenges and the issues facing our county. So I made one of the toughest decisions I've had to make. Perhaps last week I made a tough decision, and this week I made a tough decision to go ahead and withdraw my candidacy. It's no secret because the newspaper has printed it, and it's part of Florida statutes, that when a candidate withdraws, that the local party gets to choose his or her replacement. And so basically I'm throwing this back to the local party. If the local party decides to pick somebody else, I will give that person my support. If the local party decides to pick me, then I will accept that honor and move forward with that nomination, or perhaps renomination, with renewed vigor.
So withdrawing from the race does not mean that you could not run for this position. You might be renominated by the party, and if that's the case, you would definitely wage a campaign and try to win this seat.
Oh, we will not miss a beat. The John Dingfelder, who was running before, was in elected office, and he had a duty to resign to run. There are some technicalities under the law as I said, there were some oversights, and I paid the price severely for that. I had to resign from city council 4 months in advance of when I wanted to and when I needed to because of that oversight. But now if the Democratic Executive Committee of Hillsborough County decides that they want me to be the nominee, I will be glad to be the nominee, and our campaign goes forward without a hitch.
Do you think that would waylay the critics and that they wouldn't have a case anymore?
I haven't really heard any critics, to be honest. I've heard my opponents, take their cheap shots, but I'd like to know, I think the reality is that at some point in everybody's life, you're late on paying a bill, or you're late to an appointment, or something like that, and that's exactly what I did. So I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to speculate on what they're going to do or how they're going to react.
The chair of the Democratic Party of Hillsborough County, Patricia Kemp, indicates the party could choose Dingfelder as their nominee.
Well, I haven't been notified yet, but when I am notified, the position will be open and we'll follow the law, which, to my understanding of the law, is that it then falls on the party to name a nominee.
And that could be John Dingfelder.
That's correct. And we have a very short window to do it in.
Do you know what the deadline is?
Sooner than 5 days.
And Linda Salcena is in a very similar boat to John Dingfelder. Do you think the same thing would happen with her?
I don't know. If the process came to the Democratic Party, if that's what you mean, she has widespread support. And again, she has an excellent record of public service, of voting for community interests and representing people well. So I think that she would also have widespread support within the Democratic Party.
Former Tampa City Council member Linda Salcena also missed a deadline to resign from City Council to run for County Commission. WMNF attempted to reach Salcena, but she did not return our calls by deadline.